Valentine's Day is a day, of course, that many people really love and think it's really special. Some people don't like it so much, but other people really like it. But there are many different kinds of ideas of love in the world. There are all kinds of different concepts or thinking or feelings, you might say, that many people feel in the world about around Valentine's Day. But love in general has a certain thing about it, that it seems to be something compelling, that every human being seems to want to be able to tap into that area of love, that to have someone who loves them. There's a certain emotional connection in love that helps us to be stable and to be properly, I guess, adapted to life in general. Love is a crucial, I say, attribute, but it's something more powerful than that. But it's something that helps us develop psychologically, emotionally, when we know that we're loved. Even though there's all kinds of evil in the world, I believe love counterbalances that and makes some sense out of the world. Most of the world will say that the need to be loved is one of the most basic needs of society. And from the world's perspective, I guess that's true. But I want to suggest to you this morning that there's something higher than having someone love you. There's something greater than having someone love you. There is something more powerful that you can have in your life than having someone love you. And that higher manifestation of the gift of love is not having someone love you, but it is actually having the ability to love somebody else. 1 John 4:16, it says, "We have known and believed that God loves us. God is love. Those who live in God's love live in God, and God lives in them." We have known and believed that God loves us. God is love. God has a desire to pour out love for you and I. God is love. 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. And that's one of the things as Christians we have to constantly realize, that to live the Christian life, we need the power of God. We need him in our lives. It's his ability in us that causes us to be able to walk as holy people, as a people separated unto him. He gives us that ability. You see, we can't declare, or we cannot claim, that we are holy on our own. But we can claim that we have been granted holiness because of what Jesus has done for us. So it's his power that enables us to love. We are able to love because God loved us first. Romans 5:5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So you see, the love of God has been deposited in us. It's put on the inside of us. There's a real love that can flow out of us, a God kind of love that can flow out of us into other people. And that's why you are carrying something that the world needs. 1 Timothy 1:5. The ultimate aim of Christian ministry, after all, is to produce the love which springs from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a genuine faith. The God kind of love is an action. When we love someone the way God does, it actually stirs us into action. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. You see, he acted upon it. Jesus went to the cross to show his love for us. He acted upon it. It was an action. For us to show love means that there's an action involved. It's not just an expression alone. There's a real action involved in every expression of the God kind of love. Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down one's life for his friends. This is the kind of love we are talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Dear friends, if God loved us like this, we certainly ought to love one another. We demonstrate our love for God by the way we look after one another, by the way we feed one another, by the way we care for one another. Jesus said, the world will know that you're my disciples because of your love for one another. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone. Preach the good news. That's one of the greatest commandments of Jesus as well. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. In other words, demonstrate the love of God to everyone around you.